Now, users of the new Microsoft Xbox One console, which is due to launch shortly, won't be able to use second-hand games without paying a royalty first. The firm says that Xbox 360 games won't work on the new computer either. And it looks like Sony will make similar changes for their forthcoming PlayStation 4 console. So what does all of this mean for the multi-million pound second-hand games market? Let's speak to Andy Robertson, who's a freelance gaming expert. Hello, Andy.
Hello.
Just let's get straight. First of all, what exactly Microsoft have said?
Well, with their new console, the Xbox One, it's just been announced, that delivers sort of new features, new functionality. Part of that is a closer tie between the player of the game and the game that they've purchased. But Microsoft have said that there will be supporting a second-hand market, but it will be down to sort of individual publishers whether they use online codes or other devices by which to sort of limit the value of those games second-hand.
Right. So if I have a second-hand game and I have a new console, how do I get it to work?
That's a separate issue. So in terms of backward compatibility, both the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4 are focusing on new games. And as I said, we're talking about a new architecture that offers the sort of graphics that will hopefully last a long time. But that means that both those consoles won't support existing PlayStation 3 or Xbox 360 games.
But you can if you pay something, is that right? Some kind of royalty?
No, that's a separate issue. So there's a backward compatibility issue, which means that old games will only still run on the old consoles. But then there's the issue of selling second-hand games. And there was some concern when both Microsoft and Sony were developing these new consoles that they would stamp down and completely wipe out that second-hand market. Mm. And currently it seems to be, you know, there's a tightening up, but it's not disastrous by any means.
What do you think, though, the impact will be, if not disastrous, on the second-hand game market? Because it has been very vibrant, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, this is something that's sort of been in play for a while, as software publishers who don't see any of the money back from those second-hand game sales sort of have been packing in codes with their games. So when you buy a new game, you enter the code, and that gives you some extra features to play. But, of course, when you take that game to a second-hand store or sell it second-hand, that code's been used. So someone who buys that is either going to have to pay a small fee to use all the features or sort of just use the game as it is. And I think that that's essentially your point there.
Mm. We've been hearing some talk on Twitter today about some games being offered pre-sale prices on Amazon, for example, of £90. Now, that's quite a lot of money, isn't it? The price is going up.
Yeah, again, there's a tension for all these consoles and games. There's a desire to sort of come out with a really sort of high-tech, all-singing, all-dancing experience. I think that's what we're seeing with Xbox One, PlayStation 4. Mm. But at the same time, obviously, there's a drive to value. Now, currently, we don't have any sort of fixed prices for either the console or the games, but there's a lot of traffic online in terms of how much is it going to be costing and some quite high prices that have popped up on Amazon. But Microsoft has said that those prices haven't come from them and they're essentially best guesses.
Right, okay. Andy, thank you very much. That is Andy Robertson. He's a freelance gaming expert.